We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Giancarlo Stanton joins us now, the newest Yankee. Giancarlo, Mike Francesa on WFAN in New York. Welcome. How are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Welcome to New York. I'm sure it's been a whirlwind couple of days. When did all this really start to boil over? What day last week did it all start to really get going?
Thursday night. I got the call from my agent, Joel Wolf, that there was a deal in place with the Yankees, and I didn't hesitate. I was just said, what do I do next? Sign me up.
Now, I know you're from California. Was it, and it would have been very fair if it was it Dodgers 1, Yankees 2, or what was the pecking order?
They were both intriguing, to be honest. It was a pretty much seesaw at number one for those. I was a little less educated on the full dynamic of the AL, which is why I'd say it's a seesaw.
You mentioned, which surprised me, you've always been in right field. You mentioned you don't really care where you play. I mean, are you okay if you play left field? Are you okay if you DH?
Yeah, I'm fine. As long as the goal is to win, whatever I can do to put the team in the best place to win, I'm fine.
How do you feel? What is your expectations of New York City? The idea of going from a quiet town from a baseball standpoint in Miami compared to New York City. How about dealing with the big city and all the media and all that stuff?
It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be an adjustment for sure. It's gonna be a good new dynamic. But at the end of the day, I'm just here to be on the field and play. The media and all the aspects of the big city, that's part of it. So going out there and doing my craft.
When the season ended, we're talking with Giancarlo Stanton, of course. When the season ended, did you expect to be a Marlin next year, or did you think it was iffy?
It was highly questionable. I didn't fully know the direction that they wanted to go, so I kind of had to wait and see.
And if they had said, we're going to go full bore now, you would have been fine to stay there?
Yeah, I would wanted to see the moves. I signed up there for the long haul, but it wasn't the way I wanted to go.
How about the idea of you being a little more established than some of the younger budding stars on this team? Do you see that as part of your role to be a leader on this team? Is that something that you'll relish, or is that something that's in your personality?
If that's how the mesh works, if that's how the dynamic in the clubhouse works, then sure. But I'm not here to claim any of those ranks. I'm just really here to fall in and be a part of something special.
How many teams would you have been content with? I know we heard the Dodgers, the Yankees. How many teams were there really that you would have been excited about to go to?
Four. Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, and Cubs.
Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, and Cubs. Did the Cardinals or the Giants come close to convincing you to be part of their group, or not really?
They got me closer than my first thought, yeah. But at the same time, I wanted to weigh out and wait until somewhere that I fully wanted originally to come forward.
If I asked you to describe you as a player, how would you describe yourself as a player?
I'm a grinder, man. I work hard. I do my homework. I prepare. I'm well prepared. So There's not too many times where I go back and I wasn't prepared. It was my more the plan was wrong in my failures.
Now you had a good lineup there. You had some guys around you that could, you know, who could really hit. You had some good guys around you in that lineup. So it wasn't like you were alone in that lineup. You had some good players in that lineup.
Yeah, I loved the lineup. I thought we can do damage with the best of them, which is why I, you know, was so adamant about keeping the push forward. But that just wasn't the case.
Did you like Mattingly?
I did. You know, he well grounded, well rounded, and you know, he had us in a position, but at the same time, you know, he knew we needed help on the pitching side also.
We're talking with Giancarlo Stanton, the newest Yankee. Do you know anybody well on this team? Is there anybody you have any background with or know on the Yankee team?
No, not directly well. I know me and Hicks were at a few workouts back in the day for high school to see what teams we're going to go to. But looking up and down, nothing besides like All-Star games from what I believe.
Did you play what sports did you play? I know you went to Notre Dame and Sherman Oaks. Did you play football and basketball also?
Yeah, I played all.
What was your best sport? Growing up,
I'm football.
What position did you play?
I was receiver and corner. I was a little skinnier back then.
What do you go now? 250, 245? What do you go now?
I'm about 255 now.
Okay. And did you get college scholarships?
Yeah, I was going to go to SC and play both football and baseball.
Really? And what happened?
The opportunity with my age and everything for baseball was just too hard to pass up. I thought I would be young enough if I didn't succeed, that I could go back and play football if I needed.
How about you with your great season you had this year, the MVP and all, everything you accomplished this year, bringing that all to the Yankees? I mean, you know the Yankee history. How about you now becoming part of this this whole Yankee legend and everything that goes on with the Yankees?
I'm excited. It's a big honor and a heavy task to do, but it's going to be a fun one. So, like I said, I'm happy to fall in and mesh with all these guys and the history and the franchise.
Have you had a chance to talk to your manager yet or not yet?
Yeah. We were upstairs before all this for a good hour or so, you know, just getting to know each other a little bit and talking, getting ready for this.
Well, listen, I know you have to run. I appreciate a couple of minutes on a busy day. Welcome to New York. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, my pleasure. Giancarlo Stanton, the newest member of the Yankees, and gave you all the right answers, folks, and actually played football and could have gone to USC, and instead winds up with the Marlins, winds up obviously now with the Yankees, and has given you all the right answers about everything from where he'll play and what the perception is, and called himself a grinder. So glad, very nice to the Yankees and him to come on for a couple of minutes, and what is a busy schedule. He only had just a couple of minutes, but we got everything in back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.